Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to The Awakening with Katina Love. Today is Monday, February 15th, 2016. I am Katina Love, your host and spiritual life coach. Connect with me on Facebook at facebook.com/Katina, K-A-T-I-N-A, .love, L-O-V-E, the number 8. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the show to share your journey to higher consciousness, and to promote your life's purpose and business in the healing arts, and or to share your natural wellness products and services, I would love to speak with you. I can be reached at 248-820-1563. My email is lotus, L-O-T-U-S, life, L-I-F-E, number 8@yahoo.com. Today's show is Let's Talk Water Solutions. There can be a silver lining found in any cloud. Rather than focus on what appears to be a problem, we can choose to see the opportunity and create solutions. The good news is that holistic healers such as myself and Kanaya Kennedy know that the human body is designed to heal itself. And given the right tools and environment, miracles do happen. The question is, how do we create the environment and inform people that this help is available? Today we want to share with the people of Flint and anywhere else around the world how to support your body in restoring itself to wholeness and well-being, regardless of what's going on. Our guest speaker on this show is Kanaya Kennedy, known as the Oracle to Close Friends and Family, has long been a trusted advisor in her inner circle, although she graduated from Duke University with a BS in Electrical and Computer Engineering. Kanaya finds her passion not just in technology, but also as an advisor and guide with a focus on mind, body, and spirit fitness. She became a certified professional coach in 2009. Currently a student at Unity Urban Ministerial School, Kanaya is truly a life coach committed to empowering people to take the bold and courageous steps to enrich and transform their lives. You can find out more about Kanaya at Kanaya Kennedy, Kennedy.com. Kanaya, thank you so much for being a guest today. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you for having me. Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
You're so welcome. Awesome. So what piqued your interest to want to help the people in Flint with their water solutions and things that are going on with them right there in Flint right now?
Well, I'm originally from Detroit, Michigan. So I have a soft spot in my heart for anyone in the Michigan family on one hand. But beyond that, just hearing all of the upset and the outrage that was going on around the Flint water crisis, that negativity I didn't see was productive. I'm definitely committed to health and healing. And then when I was listening to NPR and I heard a story about how they were testing children for lead poisoning, for me, the fitness coach and the wellness advocate immediately thought, you know what, rather than complaining about what has happened, we need to figure out how do we fix this. And both in terms of getting the water cleaned, of course, but also cleaning out people, because things like lead poisoning have long-term effects, and I'm committed to wellness. You know, that's what my life is for.
You know, it's amazing because this is near and dear to my heart, too, as a wellness coach, a background in that, and being an author and being an advocate myself and teaching people about health and wellness in the natural way. This is very near and dear to my heart. And I also found out that on this path, as I grow more spiritually, that our thoughts and emotions affect our experiences as well. And so I just wanted you to, could you start out by sharing what can we do spiritually speaking as far as the water is concerned?
Well, the first piece, you know, spiritually, is of everything, you know, you want to come to any problem from the space of affirming health and healing and wellness. So you know, we believe in a positive and affirmative prayer. So when I pray about this, and when anyone prays about this, we pray from the space of we thank you, right? We thank God for providing health and healing and wellness. We thank God that the food we eat and the water that we drink is nourishing to our minds, bodies, and spirit. And that's a place to start.
Absolutely. And my take on that is right in there with you as well. And really just sending that healing love and, you know, those thoughts to the water. I mean, because we all share the water, but it affects us all differently according to how we feel about the water. That's been my experience. And I don't know if you got a chance to check out Dr. Emoto. He wrote a book about water, how water has energy field just like we do as humans, and how you put certain words on the water, it affects the water. So say, for instance, if you send the water healing love, it has an effect. Just say if you had a cup of water that you're drinking, if you send it love, it will reflect that back to you and have that energy. And if you send hate or if you're in a negative vibration and you drink the water, it's going to affect you, say, you know, in that way. So I think the awareness needs to be there that, you know, water is spiritual. Water is living. It has a life. And so we do affect it. So moving from that, what would you say some of the solutions are so far as the physical part, the things that we can do with the water and to ensure or move toward the water being more healthier for the people in Flint?
Quick question. Let me, you know, piggyback on what you just spoke about, sending healing words to the water. And one of the things I just love to share with people when we talk about spirituality is why we say grace. You know, a lot of times people think it's about giving honor to God, but it's actually just what you spoke to. See, when we are thankful for the food we eat and the water we drink and the things we consume, what we're doing is creating an energy for that to be healing to our body. So, you know, when we stop to say grace, again, we're coming from the space of affirmation and sending love and light, it makes a difference, definitely.
Oh, totally.
That's a daily practice.
It is a daily practice.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we take it from, you know, I give mind, body, spirit. We take it to the body, you know, and what I mean by that, definitely the physical, what we do in the real world. We look at things like this. There's a couple of things for the people of Flint, and then actually goes beyond Flint. I highly recommend that everyone filter their water. And this is not just the water they drink, but also the water they bathe in. Why?
Yeah.
Ultimately, there are toxins that are in the world. And we, as natural healers and people who believe in living holistically and optimizing our health, we understand that. And we also understand that we can't control everything.
Right.
And I know people
right.
say, well, if you're praying, doesn't that fix it all? This is the thing about what I talk about, my brand of spirituality, my brand of belief, is that, again, God helps those who help themselves. So that
Absolutely.
When we pray and we affirm our well-being, we have to listen for when Spirit
yes.
tells us what to do to manifest that. And so one of those
Absolutely.
Instructions for me was heal your, you know, filter your water.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm glad you said that because I'm an advocate for alkaline water. And alkaline water, I mean, I don't have a machine in my home, but I do have a place where I can go get my water refills for $1 per gallon. And it's a good investment. I mean, I have 5 water bottles or glass or 1 gallon. I go to Fraser Vision Center on Corona Road. There's also other places where people can go, like such as the farmer's market downtown Flint, the granary downtown Flint. And you can get a filter put in your home for pennies on a dollar per month. I mean, it's really a good investment. And I'm not sure if Fraser Vision Center, if they sell the water filter systems, but I do know that Natural Recharge, they're in West Bloomfield, Michigan. They can be, you can Google them and you can contact them and you can order a water machine right through them. So those are just, that's just one thing so far as filtering that people can do.
Yeah.
Another thing people can do is they can go to Kroger, Meijer, and those are the two right up top of my head where you can go and get reverse osmosis water. What that does is it removes everything. And so those are two ways that people can filter. What are some tips that you have how they can filter?
Yeah, you know, the basics. I mean, we've all heard of the Brita filter. You can get the pure filters, the things you actually put on your faucet. That's a basic place to start. And then going beyond that, there are shower filters on my website, fitcoatskanaya.com. I actually have listed the water filter that I place on my shower head so that when I take a shower, because our skin is our largest organ, and we absorb through the skin. So if you're showering in toxic water, and this is partly why the Flint water crisis was speaking to me, that's getting into your body. So even people who may be getting this fresh water that have been donated to Flint, people are still having to bathe. They have to, you know, and so that's another way that the toxins can be impacting you. So a shower filter, they can cost as low as about $30. But having that on your shower makes a difference. Particularly for people who may even be dealing with things like dry skin, eczema, psoriasis, things like that, it makes a difference.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I talked about that in my book, Awakening to Natural Health, about the water filters and other things that people can do with their health and wellness. And my book can be found at Dale's Natural Foods on Miller Road and also the Christian Family Store on Miller Road, the plaza with Target. Definitely that you do want to filter the water. And then not only that, like the skin, how are you talking about people have skin conditions and what have you. I know in the wintertime, I love the sun, and I know I'm meant to be in the tropics. You're in Atlanta, right? What's the weather down there today?
Today, it's beautifully sunny. It's not a little chilly, but beautiful. The sun, I can't say I have to deal with a lack of sun now that I've moved south.
Wonderful.
It's a little chilly, but beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, so up here, like being in this these temperatures that are a little lower than, you know, south and other places, you want to make sure you moisturize your skin really good, too. And right now, with the temperature of what it is here, it's in February right now in Michigan, I would recommend lotion for me is just not enough. I have to do actually body butter and have some like coconut oil in there with some shea butter and, you know, a nice mixture of butters and oils to moisturize your skin, because that is very important right now. You don't want your hands to be cracking or your skin to be cracking. And, you know, so that's one thing to keep in mind, too. So what else can we do, Kanaya? What other solutions do we have? Or is there anything else we can do internally for people to protect themselves with what's going on with the water?
Yeah, so this moves into, like I said, you know, the solutions moving forward, and as well as restoring people to health and wholeness. So if people have unwittingly been ingesting water that's less than optimal, right? There are impacts. And part of the challenge is when they're doing testing for things like lead poisoning, even if they found out that it's happened, in conventional medicine, they'll tell you there's no cure. But as we started off with, we understand that the body is designed to restore itself to wholeness. It just needs the right environment. So in particular, there are two to three things that I would love to share and also help us provide to people, particularly people who may not have the means to purchase it themselves. So one of them is chlorophyll. Chlorophyll is created by plants, and it actually mimics human blood, but plants. So it's the equivalent of our blood in plants. But chlorophyll is known to help remove heavy metals, including lead, from the body. So normally, you know, ideally, we don't have that much heavy metal or things in our body. But again, given the drink, the food that we eat and the world we live in, we do get bombarded with toxins. So liquid chlorophyll or chlorophyll capsules are a great thing that we can take internally that is going to assist our body in clearing out metal toxicity and other toxins from your body. So it helps clean your blood and clean your body systems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
You can get chlorophyll from a number of different places.
For years now, yeah. I said I've been taking chlorophyll for years, many years.
Yeah, and it's an easy fix. And then the second thing is
where can they
bentonite.
Order the chlorophyll?
Well, so chlorophyll can be ordered. Again, if you visit me at Fit Codes Kanaya, there is on my supplements page, you can click that link, and there's a link for liquid chlorophyll. It's extra strength and regular, so that's available to you. And I love, of course, love new customers. and we
right.
actually look at, you know, some other ways that we can help maximize health and well-being for people. But, yes, so at fitcoachkanaya.com, purchase liquid chlorophyll. But it's also available locally. You can find it, of course, at your
health food
stores.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Online. So most places that are going to promote health and well-being will be able to help you out with liquid chlorophyll or chlorophyll
supplements.
And then there's, as I said, the bentonite. And bentonite clay is known as healing clay. People use it on their bodies all the time for facial masks. Why? To pull out toxins.
Yeah.
But it can
yeah.
also be used internally. So hydrated bentonite and drinking bentonite, you know, the mix of powder mixed in water, can be used to facilitate an internal cleanse. And that, it's key when you're going to do bentonite, that you're drinking lots and lots of clean, ideally distilled water, so that you can flush it out, because bentonite is very absorbent. So you want to be able to flush it out.
Absolutely, because I've had some experience with bentonite clay. I think it's great. I use it on my skin as a mask. It makes your skin so nice and soft and supple. I've done it internally as well. Just want to just really be mindful and listen to your body as you ingest it. I would recommend to do it, you know, for a short period of time because it's pretty strong.
Yes. And this is
really
why it's important
some research
to have
on
a
it
coach.
Too.
Yeah, it's important to have a coach when you're taking on something like this. I mean, it's easy to just say, oh, okay, I'm going to get some bentonite, I'm going to drink it. But the thing about it, this stuff is strong. It is powerful. Yes, it's natural, but that doesn't mean it's not powerful. So working with a health coach like Katina or like with me is key when you're going to take on something like detoxing your body. And we, of course, do shows like this where we want to educate you, but it's so much more than we could fit into, you know, a quick sound.
Right.
But it's very powerful, but yet has to be used responsibly, particularly with bentonite. Yes. Very
much
so. And same thing. Everything we talk about today, you can find a resource for on our site, because I'd like to make it easy for people to implement the things that I share with them. So you can find it all at fitcoachkanaya.com. And then the third thing I definitely wanted to speak to is dandelion root. And, you know, we hear about dandelion.
I love it. I love dandelion root.
You think it's there, right?
Yeah,
right?
I love it.
Dandelions are a very powerful cleansing herb. And it can be taken as tea. You can actually make dandelion greens just like if you go to a farmer's market or a place that's really comprehensive, they will actually have dandelion greens. And you can make them like you'd make collard greens or turnip greens
sure
or kale.
Can.
Or
you know what? I put them in my smoothie. I put them in my smoothie. It's a nice way to cleanse. And if you mix a dandelion greens with the bananas and it's some ginger. Oh, it tastes so good to me. You hardly even taste the dandelion greens because dandelion greens are kind of, they're actually bitter. They are bitter.
Yeah, they're a little bitter. They're a little bitter.
And they're very nutritional. Not only do they cleanse, but they provide the body with the nutrients that it needs.
And
I love dandelion.
Key. People, these are not, we're not talking about magical pills. This is not what this is. Again, dandelion greens really are going to provide your body systems with the nutrients to cleanse themselves. But when you're overloaded in toxins, your body needs a boost sometimes because you're asking it to do more. So they're not it's not a magic potion. All we're doing with this work is empowering your body to do what it was built to do.
Absolutely.
Because it's, oh, I think I take a dandelion green, I'll keep eating crazy. No, you can't keep eating crazy and take the dandelion
Right.
green.
Right.
They go hand in hand.
Absolutely. Moderation is key. You gotta make some changes for sure if you want to be healthy and well. I just always say balance. And,
yes.
you know,
yes.
if people, like you were saying, if they're eating fast foods and they're doing this and doing that, you know, a lot of additives and preservatives and what have you, you do want to cleanse the body out. And so I think supplements are a good way to go. And along with making some adjustments in, with your diet, like incorporating more veggies and more fruit, and also raw greens, eating raw greens,
yes.
eating a salad. So if you when you go to a decent restaurant, you sit down and eat. They actually, if you want a salad, some restaurants actually bring the salad out with your meal before you eat your meal. So that's the reason why it's preparing your body for digestion. The raw
yes.
foods, the enzymes in the salads and the raw greens is so very important for our bodies to help it digest the foods that we're about to eat, especially if you're doing cooked foods. Supplements, the green supplements are excellent along with the salad. I actually do both.
Make
sure I'm getting what I need.
Both as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because, nutrients in our food, you know, whether everyone will co-sign or not, I will say the food that we're eating now is not the same as the food that we were eating 20, 30, 40 years ago. So we have to, we need to supplement. We still need to eat healthy. We still need to do that. But for digestive enzymes, typically in American diet, we know that we don't really have the fermented foods as part of our typical diet. So, or foods like papaya or pineapple, which have the natural enzymes to help us digest food. And so as a result, you can certainly work on changing your diet, but at the same time, you can supplement. So I definitely digestive enzymes. I do probiotics. All of these things are key to what we're talking about in terms of these this water solution and healing, is because you have to help your body process out everything that's not for its highest, best, and good. So if you've been drinking this water, I urge you to, A, immediately get a filter, particularly for your shower.
Right.
And then, two, to begin the process of restoring, drinking, getting a hydrated bentonite regimen, which you should undergo with a coach or a wellness practitioner. The chlorophyll can be done daily. The dandelion root, and any kind of, again, a detox tea. You can go into a health food store. I tell people, don't make it super complicated. They'll offer detox tea, which will have things like dandelion and milk thistle and burdock and these great powder arco, you know, all in one tea. You're drinking that 2 to 3 times a day, just, again, flushing, cleansing, so that your body can restore itself back to wellness, which is what it wants to do. That's who we're born to be.
Right, the body is always working to restore you and to balance your body and keep you alive and well. It's always working 24/7 to do that. And I'm glad you mentioned tea because I love tea, especially in this weather. And dandelion root is one of my favorites. Dandelion root tea is over in the organic section at Kroger, and they carry it at Meijer also. In other places, you can look it up online. I want to say the company is Traditional Medicinals. And they have organic tea, very affordable tea. And I love tea.
Yeah, and particularly, I want to give a shout-out to Kroger because over the last few years, they have really done a great job in making organic and wellness products available and affordable. There's a whole section in Kroger there. And if you visit, again, Fit Coach Kanaya, and you look for the tag Fit Tips, there's a video I do where we talk about the basics you can do to set your kitchen and your life up for wellness. But we talk about shopping at places like Kroger where you can get this stuff and it doesn't have to cost an arm and a leg. You just have to make the choice to do it.
Absolutely. And me as a spiritual life coach, coach and wellness coach, because I started out as teaching people about their health and, you know, cleaning up their diet. If you want assistance with that, I can teach you and show you and walk with you and work with you at your pace to show you and guide you how to change your diet and so that it's more healthier. And so I do offer that service where I do lifestyle makeovers, kitchen makeovers. So just reach out to me. I'm Katina Love on Facebook. Katina, K-A-T-I-N-A, Love, L-O-V-E. And if you want assistance with that, I'll be more than happy to work with you. I also help people want to improve their colon health, digestive health, want to sleep better at night, want to release weight and what have you. That is my passion and my love. And Kanaya will work with you with supplements if that's something that you want to do to improve your health in that way.
Definitely. And this is a, you know, part of the reason we wanted to, you know, wanted to talk today, and I certainly appreciate being able to be a guest, is because a lot of people who are listening, they may already be into this wellness movement. And I'm sure this information has been a blessing to them too. But one of the things we need to do is to get this message out to all the people in Flint who have been impacted by this water crisis. We still need to hold the elected officials accountable for the decisions that were made that brought this crisis about. But the silver lining that I see is the opportunity for us to promote wellness and to increase people's awareness of how to be well. And so I just love for anyone listening who is moved to say, yes, I want to help with the healing and the restoration of health to the people of Flint, to reach out to us to say, you know what, I'm in. How can I help? And we're looking for feet on the ground, people in the Flint area who are willing to get out, help teach and share. And then for people who aren't local, who want to donate and contribute so we can provide the products and provide the spaces to educate people on the ground. And if you're interested in that, please reach out to me. I am on Facebook, Kanaya Kennedy, or Instagram, every social media platform you can think of. You just look up Kanaya Kennedy, K-A-N-I-A, and you can find me.
Especially, you know, we mentioned the healers. We're also people who are prominent in churches, who have an influence. Because we are requesting platforms where people, healers, have access to large amounts of people, where we can go in and teach and lead people and show them. Because some people have never heard of chlorophyll. They've never heard of it.
Exactly.
And there's some people who want to help. They have the resources, but they just don't know what to do or who to connect to. So we are the ones that you connect to. We're the ones. We're the ones who want to come in, who want to help, who want to share the knowledge and teach to people and lead them to what they can do to improve their health. Lead them back to God's garden, because the chlorophyll comes from God's garden. It comes from the vegetables. It comes from the herbs. It's extracted from these sources. So people just really need to be led back to nature, where it all began, where it all began.
Yes.
Absolutely. So if you want more information, you have our contact. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Awakening with Katina Love. Let's Talk Water Solutions. Thank you, Kanaya, for being a guest on the show today. And namaste.